They call him Punt, the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Today I'm here to aid and assist artists and labels on how to prepare a successful release, whether it's an album, EP, or single. Artists have a history of signing bad deals, being cheated out of their publishing, not being paid royalties, etc. For example, the artist signed to Chess Records. I'm here to prepare you. Muddy Waters, Little Walter, and Etta James are the What's Poppin' artists of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. But you know I'm here. I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand. Then the world will know the hoochie coochie man. But you know I'm here. On the 7 hours, on the 7 day, on the 7 month, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know, yeah.
Nothing much. that kiss and hug me, my baby, true little baby, my baby.
The man. And to see you walk away from me, child. Ooh. So you see, I love you so much that I don't want to watch you leave me, babe. Most of all, I just don't want to be free, no.
That was Muddy Waters with Hoochie Coochie Man, Little Walter with My Baby, and Etta James with I'd Rather Go Blind, and All I Could Do Was Cry. Those songs are available on all streaming platforms. Shout out to Chess Records, y'all. Welcome to another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Jackson State University Tigers football team, that's what's popping. Stay hungry, that's what's popping. Persistence pays off in the end, that's what's popping. Network your way to success, that's what's popping. Be positive, that's what's popping. Overcome fear, that's what's popping. Dead those without goals, that's what's popping. Focus on the art and not being seen, that's what's popping. Patience is priceless, that's what's popping. Stop making excuses, that's what's popping. Handle your shit, that's what's popping. Today, this episode is all about the artist. I'm here to give you true value on how to promote an EP, a single, or an album 90 days prior to the release. So you can call me Jim Dropper Rodders, Urban Magic Assist Leader Rodders, because I'm fit to drop some dimes and give y'all some priceless gems and jewels. So get your pen ready. I hope y'all get ready to rewind this, because I got y'all. So the first thing you need to do is prepare a plan and work the plan. So your plan should consist of the business, distribution, marketing, promotion, budget, delivery, and the follow through. So far as the business goes, you should have everything in order to ensure that you can get paid. Paid off of sales, paid mechanical royalties, you should have your ASCAP, copyrights, all of those things in order as far as the business goes. Because you don't want to make a good album or a good single or a good EP and you don't receive your royalties. You know, ASCAP, they pay you performing royalties. The venues, they pay a licensing fee every time you perform your work there. Every time your stuff get played on the radio, you get a royalty for that. Any BDS spins, you want to make sure that you pay for all of your streams on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, as well as college radio and major radio if you got a label situation or you getting that type of rotation. Alright? So, it's important that you have everything lined up so you can recoup from your hard work. Next, we're going to talk about distribution. What type of distribution do you plan on having? If you having physical distribution for your project, are you going to have vinyl, CDs, tapes, download cards, physical merchandise such as t-shirts, decks, meaning skateboards, if you got a song or album talking about weed, are you going to have a weed grinder? You know, anything that goes around the theme of your project, you want to know if you have those physical items available. So, far as the physical product, you want to find a distributor that can get your product to the people. If you're not going to do it yourself via website or what have you. Now let's talk about digital distribution. You want to make sure that your project is uploaded at least a minimum of 30 days, but 90 days to ensure that it's in all the stores. You want to go with somebody like TuneCore for digital distribution, CD Baby for digital distribution, DistroKid, United Masters, whichever one of those services works best for what you're trying to do. So what a distributor does is they put your music or your project in all the stores. So whatever stores your music or your project sell in, you get your money from one person, which is the distributor. You don't go and track down Tidal for your money. You don't go and track down Apple for your money. You don't go and track down Spotify or Amazon for your money. The distributor will pay you based on your streams. Alright? The next thing we want to get into is marketing. What type of marketing will you have? So, the brick and mortar style marketing would be posters, postcards, stickers, handbills, etc. That's how we used to do it back in the day. So, currently, the number one source of marketing is social media. So, you'll probably use your Instagram, or you might pay for email blasts. You might pay for text message blasts. You may pay for Google ads, Facebook ads, Instagram ads for marketing. And all of this creates visibility. It's just creating awareness, letting people know that, hey, I got a project coming out. You know, you want to have a one sheet. Back in the day, it's called a one sheet. But like right now, it's called an EPK, which is an electronic press kit. It allows you to get booked. It allows whoever's interested in you to know where they can pick up your project, where they can see you on tour, what you got going on, how can they follow you on all your social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, etc. You know, TikTok is good for marketing, shorts. Reels are good for marketing and promotion as well. So, that's what you want to do for us, the marketing. You want to know everything ahead of time so you can put everything in place. So we're going to talk about promotion as well. You know, I touched on it a little bit already with Instagram, TikTok, email blast. You want to do a press release and do as much press as you can for your album. You want to get on the blogs. You want to get interviews. You want your project to get reviewed. You want to do live interviews, whether it's Instagram Live, Facebook Live, one of the blog lives like allhiphop.com or something like that. You want to get interviews anywhere where you could get publicity and notoriety so people can see you and, most of all, create awareness about what you got going on via these vessels. So you want your single to be known, you want your EP to be known, you want your album to be known. You gotta promote. Word of mouth is good. You can have some of your friends share it in their stories. Share your music in your stories. And this is a little free game right here for promotion. If you do have a single out, you can pull it up on Facebook or Instagram in your stories. And that 30 seconds that's played, it actually counts as a stream. So even if you post your single or the song up in your stories, whoever looks at that, it counts as a stream for you. So I would advise you to do it every day. Ask your fans and supporters to share it. If you have a good family, if they willing to share it, that's cool too. It's all part of promotion, you know? Another thing, music playlists. You want to get your stuff on radio. You want to do radio campaigns. You want to do shows. All of this stuff is part of promotion. You want to have a budget set aside to see how much it'll cost you. You want to get sponsors as well. So a radio campaign is a good investment for your budget, because the streams from radio will let you know where your audience is from the analytics. Music playlists have analytics. It'll let you know where your audience is. So while you collecting these analytics in a 90-day period, you finding your market. So during these 90 days, you could be setting up tour dates until your release come out. So when your album, EP, or single is actually released, you can instantly hit the road and do shows and make money. You could get out there and kill it direct to consumer with your merchandise and your album, and get paid for the show as well. So, you know, once you book the venues, you wanna set up those online ticket sales so you can pay yourself before you leave. You wanna pay yourself when you get there, and you wanna pay yourself when you leave the venue. It's work. But it's work, you know. You want to ask yourself how much everything going to cost. Do I have enough money to pay for everything? Do I need investors? How much money do the label have? You know, it's all a part of the plan. Work your plan. And then the delivery. You're going to deliver your product through a label? Are you going to do it independently? Are you going to sell your product from your website? Are you going to sell tickets from your website? Is your website going to be the main landing page for your music? Are you going to use YouTube for videos? How you going to get it out? You got to prepare a plan to work it. You know, prepare the plan, work the plan, so you could get everything to the people. And then most importantly, you want to follow through. So when I mean follow through, prepare the plan, work the plan, hustle to recoup. So far as the follow-through goes, you want to do shows. You want to tour. You want to get out there and touch the fans. You want to build relationships when you go to other states. You want to build relationships at the shows. You know, a relationship, a good working relationship, could go a long way. So instead of saying, man, you know, I got this project coming out, my album will be out here, stream this, stream that. If you do a lot of the legwork before the album actually come out, you'll be a lot better shape. You'll be in better shape when the actual release come out. You want to ask yourself, what is success to me? How many copies do you want to sell? You know, download cards, they inexpensive. So you could get maybe like 10,000 download cards for $89. You could sell them for $5, $10. You could actually accept donations for the download cards. If people buy your vinyl, buy your CD, buy your tapes, they might not want to crack it open. So they could actually scan a download card and listen to your album on a phone and keep your stuff like a collector's item if they really rocking with you like that. But download cards is an easy way to acquire new fans. It's nothing for them to scan your stuff. And if they like it, they might buy a t-shirt from you. Let me get this t-shirt from him or her. I'm rocking the music with the music. I'm feeling it. I support them. And you gotta hustle. You gotta hustle. That's the main important part of the follow through. And you wanna give yourself enough time just in case things go wrong. If some unforeseen challenge comes up during the 90 days prior to your release, whether it's a sample clearance, some type of obstacle with the copyrights or a show or a venue, you'll have time. If you don't know how to book shows for yourself, you can hit me up at bookingriders@gmail.com. You know, I'll give you a consultation for a little nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm always giving out a little free game like I'm doing right now. It's nothing. But if you got a label or a manager, or if you already an indie label or something, just hit me up. Or, you know, it might be beneficial for you to actually get a booking agent. If you get a booking agent, you know, they can handle all of that stressful work that you need attended to while you focus on the art, and while the label focus on the business. You know, set up some tour dates, go get some money, go get some new fans. So that's just a big mistake that everybody makes within a 90 day period. They actually don't have an itinerary. And what an itinerary is, it's a thing, a list of things that you should be doing to ensure that everything goes smoothly for the success of your artist or your label or your client, etc., etc. If you don't know about ASCAP and copyrights or anything like that, like I said, you could get a consultation or you can get a lawyer. To pay them a one-time fee and they can handle everything for you. Because it's cool to have a hobby, but if you're doing something that you love, you might as well capitalize and get paid off of it. So it's a lot of true value that I'm giving you. It's a lot of things that you can be doing within that 90 days. You gotta ask yourself, like, what's special about my project that's gonna make people buy? Make it special. Make the video special. Put 110% in anything and everything that you do. Because once you put it out, you can't get it back. I've said this numerous times over and over and over and over and over again. You know, you don't want to put out a product or a project that you regret. Like, man, this is trash. Or I could have did this. Or I could have did that. So, if you're an artist or a label, I would advise that you have people around you to listen to your music. People that's brutally honest and actually care about your well-being to give you honest feedback about your album, about your single, about your EP. People that's brutally honest, they care about you. They don't want to see you fall. They don't want to see you fail. And another thing, if you a group, whether it's 3 members, 5 members, 6 members, 7 members, like the Wu-Tang Clan, make sure that you have that paperwork. Paperwork make the plan work. Because if you got 2 members on board for the project and the whole album and everything like that, you know, it's cool if they knock out whatever they have to do creatively. But if you get booked and the details of the contract say, hey, I need all these 3 people to show up in order for y'all to get paid, and 2 of y'all on board, and then you got somebody else that's not on board, y'all did a whole project for nothing. And it's not aimed at anybody, but these type of things happen. I did an EP with my buddy. We killed the EP, but after we did the EP, it did well and everything. He didn't want to record no more. There's no hard feelings. I kept making music. He doing whatever he doing. I respected his decision because didn't mess up no money. So when we actually did our EP together, we got paid. He was on board for all the shows. We got money for the shows. We sold the CDs. We got paid. We made a classic. It's good. It's out of print right now. So on one of these episodes, I'll play it for you somewhere. It's called CNR Wall to Wall EP. That's the name of it. But you want to make sure everybody is on board. So people don't like labels. They don't make artists sign contracts because they're trying to rob you or rape you or get over on you. I know these things happen, but the reality of it is sometimes you have to have paperwork in order to make people do what they're supposed to do. They say they love music and they love recording and all of that. It's just not good business to do a whole project with somebody and then bail out on them. You know, so basically a contract is, you know, a law and a legally binding agreement, you know, for any type of contingencies. If somebody want to run off and don't want to do no shows, don't want to support the project and all of that. So I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. These are some of the things that you should be doing in your 90-day period before your album, EP, or single is released. So I hope y'all was able to get some true value up out of this. Take what you can, whatever you can use or don't agree with. Hey, charge it to the game. Don't charge it to my heart. So, I hope y'all enjoyed me sharing this with y'all. Peace. We dropping the mic on Riders Live. Plan to work and work the plan. Prior planning allots the proper time needed to execute everything that needs to be done. Setting up your distribution network, marketing and promotion, as well as making your release special. That's the key. Submitting your music to DJs, radio, and playlists help set up the follow-through for a successful release. This is the proper way to get true value out of your release in 90 days. Yo, I value my podcast homies. It's true value in our genuine relationship. Still sharp and still. So I want to shout out the homies. Frocast, Too Much Game Podcast, 8 More Than 92, At the Sound of My Voice Podcast, The Cognac Room, Lost Beats, last but not least, She Gets It Podcast. I hope y'all got a lot of value out of this. Keep listening to Riders Live. I appreciate y'all. We out.